Printing after paper was also one of the four significant inventions of ancient China. When paper was first invented, it was largely used to record Buddhism scripture. Buddhism soon entered its prime. Interestingly, the first printed work that people discovered was also a Buddhism scripture, 600 years after paper was invented.
The earliest existing printed materials is from the Buddhist literature printed in the Tang Dynasty. Dharani Sutra is one of the earliest existing prints of Tibetan Buddhism in the world. The sutra is 34 cm long and 31 cm wide and was printed on a sheet of famous cocoon silk paper. On the center of the sheet is a small squared area printed with a six-armed bodhisattva holding various Buddhist instruments. Sanskrit is printed around the square area, and on the peripheral areas of the sheet around the Sanskrit, there is a double fenced area printed with bodhisattvas' pictures. On the first column of sheet are printed the words, printed for sale by Longchi Mill of Chengdu County, Chengdu City, Tang, in Chinese. This print belongs to the late Tang Dynasty. Another early print discovered in China with accurate time records is the Vajracchedika Sutra printed in Tang period. It was labeled with Xiantong 9th year, that is 868 AD. On April 15th, Huang Jia made for parents with the respect for general giving. This book assumed the form of rolled paper with the total length of 4,877 millimeters and 244 millimeters in height. In the beginning of the book is a drawing of Buddha Sakyamuni giving a lecture and Gudu Yuan Ho in Shi Shu, and the rest is the full text of the Vajracchedika Sutra. The Dharani Sutra and the Vajracchedika Sutra printed in the Tang period may be called the earliest existing prints in China, and they are rare treasures of the print history of ancient times.
When we talk about paper and printing, we will naturally think of the purpose of these two great inventions, to write down Chinese characters. Similar to the inventing of paper and many other important inventions in the Chinese history, the Chinese characters were invented in such a manner that it seemed more like the god meant to do something in the human world and therefore sent someone with extraordinary abilities to accomplish it, other than it was created by people through accumulating knowledge and experiences. Quite an interesting phenomenon.
The origination of Chinese characters may trace back to the pictographs of ancient times 5,000 years ago. The record saying Cang Jie created writing was first seen in the second chapter of Jin Shou. It was said that Cang Jie, the historian of Emperor Huang Di, could write since birth. When seeing animals' traces, he knew characterizing them could be used to tell differences. He then created character writing and used it to record all works and events. The writing was according to a pictorial shape and thus named writing, and later the writing was related to sounds and called characters. When the character writing was put on bamboo boards or thin silks, it was called a book.
Although the earliest printed work we discovered was from Tang Dynasty, which is about 1200 years ago, the most basic printing techniques dates back long before that. During the warrior states, which is over 2000 years ago, Chinese people used seals to record simple and important pieces of information, and the engraving later became the foundation of printing techniques.
For the 2,000 years from the period of the five emperors to the Qin dynasty, the writing style changed with the changes of the dynasties. Once popularized, character writing included inscriptions on animal bones and tortoise shells bronze inscriptions, sealed script and official script, and so on. After the first emperor in the Qin dynasty unified the area south of Yellow River in 221 BC, the official script was commonly used. Printing techniques originated from seals and rubbings in ancient times. During the time of the Warring States, steles were made with negative engravings, that is, characters carved into the surface. After the two Han dynasties, the positive engraving gradually came into fashion. The tapping technique appeared in the Eastern Jin dynasty. Ancient Chinese covered the steel with a sheet of wet paper. After the paper dried up, they tap with ink on the paper where the steel inscriptions were. This was called tapping the stone. The resulting inscription from tapping is negatively engraved positive writing. Using a method similar to stamping with a seal, one obtained positively engraved mirrored inscriptions, which were then carved on a printing plate. Ink was then brushed onto the printing plate. Ancient Chinese transferred the inscription onto the paper. This was called the carving printing technique. It originated in the Tang Dynasty.
Some people say Chinese culture was profound and to some degree unearthly and mystical, because many things seem to be arranged through China's history to enrich and perfect this culture towards a certain direction. For example, paper and printing, the two great inventions of ancient China, accompanied the two important phases of the presence of Buddhism in China.
After the prosperous period of Wen Jing ended during the Western Han Dynasty, Buddhist thought started to pour into Chinese culture, which had been predominantly Confucian and Taoist. In the Yongping 10th year of the Eastern Han Dynasty, or 67 AD, the Emperor Ming Di sent imperial officials west to ancient India to worship Buddha. Then Buddhism started to spread east into the areas south of Yellow River. 37 years later, or 105 AD, Cai Lun made public of techniques for making paper and the writing medium enter the era of paper from the era of cocoon silks, and the basic printing method developed. The propagation of the culture went from private teaching during the cocoon silk period to being widespread with paper. The spread of Buddhism in the East was in accordance in time with the appearance of the papermaking civilization, and during the Southern and Northern Dynasty periods around 4th century AD, Buddhism became popular. The Dunhuang culture was a prosperous time in the Tang Dynasty, and it symbolizes the essentials and the treasures of the god-related culture in the areas south of the Yellow River. In 627 AD, the Buddhist priest Xuanzang went west to counties of Tianzhu in ancient India to obtain Buddhist law. This trip took him 18 years. After returning to Chang'an, he stayed in the Hongfu Temple translating the script. In 652 AD, Xuanzang proposed to the emperor to build the Wild Goose Pagoda for storing the Buddhist scriptures and pictures. Xuanzang translated approximately 75 pieces of Buddhist literature, totaling 1,335 volumes. Following the extensive spread of Buddhism, eminent monks of the Buddhist school appeared. In 712 AD, the sixth ancestor of the Zen Buddha school died in Guoan Temple, and his body is still intact till today, resting in Huanan Temple at Caoxi Warm Springs, Guangdong Province.
During over 1,000 years from warrior states to the Song Dynasty, printing techniques were continuously improved, from seals to clay characters, from clay characters to wood characters, and from single color to multicolor.
During the Renzong Qingli years in the Song Dynasty, Bi Sheng invented the printing board which used clay characters. It was recorded in Mengxi Bitan, The method carves the character onto a piece of clay with the thickness of a coin. On each clay piece there is carved one character. The clay pieces were then put through a burning process to make them solid. The clay characters were next placed on an iron board prepared with resin, wax, and paper ash on its surface. For printing 2 to 3 copies, the method is not that easy. But for printing tens, hundreds, or thousands, this method is very efficient. The clay characters damage easily and do not last long. In the Xianzong Taide years, in the Yuan Dynasty, Wang Zhen created a set of characters made of wood which could be rearranged, and he also designed a setup on a wheel to arrange the characters. The characters were arranged on the wheel according to rhyme. During the process of placing the characters on printing plate, by turning the wheel, the characters could be moved to the person who was placing the characters in the appropriate spot. Since the printing method was developed in the Tang Dynasty, it had used single color ink for printing. Most of the time it used a black color. Sometimes it used a red or blue color. Multicolor printing techniques, besides being used for the printing characters, were also used for printing drawings. The printing was carried out by combining the print boards together or by using the boards for overlaying color printing to achieve the desired colors. The famous Ten Bamboos Room painting collection printed during the Tianqi years in the Ming Dynasty not only had bright colors, its details clearly show cloud grains and water waves.
According to the document, Chinese New Year pictures have a history of 2,000 years. Yang Liuqing painting originated about 400 years ago. New Year's painting has 5 basic procedures: drawing, engraving, printing, painting, and mounting. By carving the opposite sides of characters, mirror images can be made when printing. Right now, I am showing you how to paint. And painting consists of 2 main steps. One is plain ink printing. The colors will be painted right after the printing. Another one is chromatography, block chromatography in 5 colors. China has many traditional stories, especially the 4 famous novels such as The Dream of Red Chamber, The Three Kingdoms, Outlaws of the Marsh, and The Journey to the West. In the winter, we can tell many stories to the children based on the New Year's paintings. From one particular topic, you can tell many exciting stories. Children love to hear them, and elders love to tell them. Because of this, they are very popular.
The Chinese character, the papermaking technique, and the printing technique preserved the ancient Chinese cultural experience for more than 5,000 years of history. They displayed the sparkle and the dust between heaven and the world, and built on the profound cultural connotation and ideology of the area south of Yellow River. They testified to the brilliance and decline of the ancient times, anticipating hope for the future.